Corporate boardrooms have long been home to linguistic fads such as touching base and thinking outside the box. But one development has businesswoman and Cognoscenti commentator Julie Wittes Schlack cringing.
While metaphors sweep through corporate parlance faster than a speeding platitude, the emergence a decade ago of impact as a verb signaled a new and disturbing trend. It was bad enough that business pundits were working bestsellers into ordinary speech, crossing the chasm to find the tipping point. Now they were repurposing the parts of speech. You can verb any noun, an engineer breezily explained to my husband one memorable day. Who knew? I exclaimed when my husband reported the news. But boy, this impacts me hard. I try not to be rigid. I'm not a reactionary, by which I really do mean reactionary and not reactive, which is what most people mean these days when they say reactionary. I know that trying to stem this tide of linguistic revolt would be like trying to boil the ocean. But lately, I've noticed a new development. The nounification of verbs. No longer do business people request anything of staff or clients. We make an ask. No longer do we solve problems, assuming that we ever did. We seek and occasionally find a solve. What accounts for this trend? To issue a request makes us vulnerable. So does trying to solve a problem, especially if we fail. But with the ask and the solve, we introduce distance between ourselves and our actions. By transforming human interactions into nouns, we veer towards commoditizing behavior. The ask is no longer a request that one human being makes of another, but a thing, like a two-for-one coupon, something that busy people can choose to handle or ignore. The solve is not an individual or a collaborative process, but something to be found, like a winning lottery ticket. In picking on business speak, I realize that I'm feasting on low-hanging fruit. But as these linguistic trends make it out of boardrooms and into common speech, something is lost. Words have the power not just to reflect truth, but to shape it. So for the sake of our language, and maybe even our souls, let's choose them wisely.
Julie Wittes Schlack leads the innovation team at the Boston-based Communispace Company. She's also a contributor to Cognoscenti. WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, read her essay and many others at WBUR.org.